Sailing Alone Around the World. Chapter 1. A Blue Nose Ancestry, with Yankee proclivities, youthful fondness for the sea, master of the ship Northern Light, loss of the Quidneck, return home from Brazil in the canoe Liberdade, the gift of a ship, the rebuilding of the Spray conundrums in regard to finance and caulking, the launching of the Spray. In the fair land of Nova Scotia, a maritime province, there is a ridge called North Mountain, overlooking the Bay of Fundy on one side and the fertile Annapolis Valley on the other. On the northern slope of the range grows the hardy spruce tree, well adapted for ship timbers, of which many vessels of all classes have been built. The people of this coast, hardy, robust, and strong, are disposed to compete in the world's commerce. And it is nothing against the master mariner, if the birthplace mentioned on his certificate be Nova Scotia. I was born in a cold spot, on coldest North Mountain, on a cold February 20th, though I am a citizen of the United States, a naturalized Yankee, if it may be said that Nova Scotians are not Yankees in the truest sense of the word. On both sides, my family were sailors. And if any Slocum should be found not seafaring, he will show at least an inclination to whittle models of boats and contemplate voyages. My father was the sort of man who, if wrecked on a desolate island, would find his way home. If he had a jackknife and could find a tree, he was a good judge of a boat, but the old clay farm, which some calamity made his, was an anchor to him. He was not afraid of a capful of wind, and he never took a